Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I've got John Connors with me. You're an interesting role in this new movie Swing Boat, John. So tell everybody what your job in this movie is.
I'm still trying to figure that out. Morris O'Carroll, the writer-director, just emailed me, I suppose, these monologues from my character.
Yeah.
And he said it's a boxing film, and you know, in a past life I was a boxer, and that was kind of my dream.
Yeah.
Won 3 Irish titles and 4 National Gold, and I was destined to go professional until acting came into play.
Thank God,
because it's easier to act tough than to be
tough. I was going to say it's a tough game, boxing.
But I've always wanted to be in a boxing movie. And Morris said this is a boxing movie, but you know, you're not going to be on screen.
You're not going to be boxing.
But it's going to be your voice.
Yeah.
And I was going through a very rough time. At the time, my mother, God help her, she was dying, and she since has passed.
Sorry to hear that, John.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of years. But funnily enough, the writing, I really connected to the writing on a deep level, you know. Mm. And it was this idea that, look, you're gonna die anyway. You know, so what are you gonna
do
the time you have here?
Yeah.
You know, are you gonna die fast or are you gonna die slow? And I remember just bawling my eyes out going, what? This is for me here now in this moment as well.
So important.
And it's that kind of Jungian kind of voice, the shadow, you know? The kind of...
Because that's the thing, because we should point out that John isn't in the movie in the sense that he doesn't walk in, talk to a boxer and ask these questions. You're a motivational speaker in Tony, the boxer's headphones.
Yeah, exactly.
When she's prepping for her fight.
Yeah.
And she has the headphones off. You can't hear John. And she lifts up the headphones and puts them on her ears. And we all hear what she's hearing. It's a great device.
Yeah, it is. You know, boxing is a very, very psychological sport, man. I know we know it's very physical, but I mean, I've often been in that dressing room and, you know, three Irish titles in a row, feeling really confident, and then all of a sudden, bang, oh, I'm going to lose this one.
Just pops into your head.
I'm going to lose this one. What am I doing to myself?
And isn't that when you need, and that's where you have the mental strength, you need to push that thought away.
Oh,
and
do.
That's how you become
a four-nation
gold medalist.
Yeah, that's how you do, yeah. Exactly. But still, even when you win that, and it all comes back around as well, like, it's a constant battle of the mind, and you're constantly telling yourself, what am I doing to myself? I'm putting myself through torture here. Mm. I'm putting myself through torture when I could be just at home, be comfortable on the couch.
Have
the cup of tea. But yet I'm putting myself in an arena in front of hundreds or thousands of people and I could lose and be embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's a strange thing. But then when you win, that the feeling is unbelievable.
You see, there's a difference between how tough people are, because you said, if I lose this fight, I might be embarrassed. If I get into a boxing ring, I'd be like, if someone hits me, I'll be like, please. There's two different levels of tough there.
Yeah,
that
never concerned me, because listen, I had a lot of fights in my life.
So getting hit wasn't an issue.
It was the embarrassment of losing, and letting people down, and letting me trainers down, and letting myself down. And,
okay.
You know?
The movie, though, Swing Boat, right? The genius of this movie, and this is going to sound strange to the audience who haven't seen it, but trust me on this. The genius of this boxing movie is there's no boxing in the movie, which is like such a great way to approach it, because often there can be great stories told around boxing that on a cinema screen are let down by the camera work and the realism and the stunt work that goes into boxing, because it's so hard to get it right. Like, there's the big, huge Hollywood blockbuster ones, the Creed movies, and even they try. We're trying a new way of shooting boxing to try and make it more realistic.
They're so bad.
Like, that's the
thing.
That
last Creed film was the worst boxing film ever made. And I'll tell you why. I have a real thing against that. That Michael B. Jordan fella. He doesn't get the Rocky thing, man. The Rocky thing is humility.
Yes.
And we will go to the ends of the earth with Rocky Balboa as a character.
Yeah.
This fella who came from nowhere and just believed that he could get somewhere if he tried and given his all and was given that shot, he would prepare himself and he would get there. But this fella is just too cool for school in these suits and like, there's no flaws to his character. But back to this film, you know, like, all the great boxing films are not about boxing.
No.
All the great ones. And this film, Swing Boat, probably takes it to the extreme in that it doesn't show boxing at all. It's a psychological game of tricks and deceit and lies and greed.
So much going on. The whole movie takes place in the backstage of a big night of boxing. Now, no spoilers ever on this show. We won't do anything to spoil anything. But it is, as you said, it's intrigue and drama and crime and bribery and relationships, all these things. But it's focused on boxing, but it never It never comes on the screen, which is just so original.
I love it. And it's done, some things are done so subtly and so real. Like Morris O'Caroline, no, the writer-director is a big boxing fan. So authenticity is very important to him. You know, there's a line where Sinead O'Riordan, who's a producer as well, dead producer, she's a force of nature is what she is. She just delivers a line to the boxer, Tony. She says, you're going to take a dive tonight. So it's very simple. Yeah. Very, very simple. Because that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
And even down to the money, it's going to mean 10 grand. Now, the audience are going, just what, 10 grand? First of all, it's a swing bout, so you don't even know if they're going to be on or not.
Yeah, so and they may not get paid.
If you even think about that, like, if you can't control your destiny in the first place as a boxer, but if you're at a swing bout, you don't even know if you're going to be on the card.
Yeah.
You don't even know if you're going to show up, but finally you find out you're at a swing bout, finally. And because every boxer thinks they're going to be a world champion. Doesn't matter who they are, they all think it's going to be world. And now you're being told you have to take a dive. And it's just done nice and simple like that. And it's 10 grand. And, you know, an audience is going, 10 grand? But that's actually a lot. Because Irish boxers often have to pay their opponents in order. Their first to 10 fights, they might have to pay their opponent.
Yeah.
If they want to be a prospect, they paid their opponents. So they're out money for the first time. People don't realise there's no money in this. There's not even money in the 1%. It's the 0.1% to get paid.
Right, okay.
You know, and there's even often that MMA versus or UFC versus boxing pays. That stuff is way off the mark, actually. Boxing pays way less overall.
Overall, right,
Except for the 1%ers or the 0.1%ers.
Well, I couldn't recommend Swing Bout enough. But you're a man making documentaries all the time. Have you anything coming up you can talk about or anything that you've been really passionate about in the last little while?
Documentary wise, I'm always trying to get things off the ground. I'll be honest with you, man, it's nearly impossible to get stuff made in Ireland, especially for me. I mean, like, I put in about 50 proposals to RTE and didn't even get turned down by them. Like, some of them were 4 years old. I think we got one reply in 4 years
from
50 proposals.
Right.
So I can't get any of the stuff I want or the culture sort of stuff. They're very hard to get made. I have a feature doc that I've done, which was about Jade and Anthony McCann, and that won Dublin International Film Festival and it won the RIARC Award, and that did pretty well. And then I did a feature drama there, The Black Guelph.
Black Guelph, yes.
That got an American cinema release, and that was sort of ignored in Ireland, even though we got stellar reviews. I couldn't have wrote better reviews myself
for the
Hollywood Reporter, Film Verdict, and the Variety and stuff. So you just have to kind of keep pushing doors through. But I'm always trying to make new stuff, and I'm always, you know, I've producing stuff as well. I have a film coming out called Crazy Love.
When's that coming out?
That's coming out early next year. I'm the lead in it, and it's about it's a romance set in a mental hospital.
Wow.
And it's written by this fellow from Darndale, Dylan Stagnall, who spent time in these facilities, as did his father, as did my father and his father at the same time.
Okay.
You know, my father passed away through suicide, so there's a lot of stuff in that. And, you know, the directors are Kevin Tracy and Jason Byrne, and they did an amazing job. And Kevin also did work on the script, so that's something a bit special, I think. And
look forward to that one. Crazy Love, it's called?
Crazy Love, yeah.
Okay, early 2025, keep an eye out for that. Before I let you go, the quick fire round I do with all my guests, right? Yep. Just fire top of your head. What are you currently obsessed with, John?
Cheeseburgers.
Really?
Yeah, just, you know those little YouTube shorts of cheeseburgers all around America.
Yes.
Like, I can't stop watching them.
The smash ones on the grill.
Smash burgers, and I mean them. And like, I've had a few in Ireland. They're the Fire 17 in Coolock.
Amazing. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's an amazing one.
I'll jump in there now on the way home today.
Yeah, like, it's top class. So yeah, like, smash burgers and all. Just watching them and the little, but I love the little stories behind them, you know. The family owned restaurants and stuff. I love all that stuff,
Brilliant, okay. YouTube shorts and cheeseburgers. There you go, didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
The most famous, Jim Sheridan, probably.
Yeah,
Jim is in my phone. Me and Jim, I'm in Jim's new film.
You're in his new film as well?
Yeah.
Can you say anything about that one?
That's called The Man in the Long Black Cloak, and it's about Ian Bailey and Sophie Toscano-Deplante and that murder.
Okay,
because
Jim's been involved in that story for a long time.
And he won't let it go.
That's
a good one.
Tell me this, the final question I ask all my guests, right?
Yeah.
I don't. This is why I ask this question.
Okay.
Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Not really, no. Like, whenever I move around, I don't specifically target the legs.
Same as myself. I assume it
just gets taken care of.
Exactly.
A few little drops will go down there. Who'd smell my legs anyway?
That's a valid question, John Connors. Come here, it's so good to talk to you. Swing Bout. Go and see Swing Bout. See it in cinemas. It's absolutely brilliant. An amazing movie. John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.